Another way of thanking your customers, and the method that I prefer and highly recommend, is to periodically give your regular customers something for free. The method I like best is to give your customers valuable printed information. I prefer printed information for a number of reasons. One, it demonstrates your expertise. Two, it's inexpensive to produce. Three, it gives your customers something to keep, refer to, and constantly remember you by. Here are a few examples of how to do this. Pharmacists can create a flyer of the 20 most common prescription drugs and their generic equivalents that can save you money. A clothing store could send out quarterly updates describing the fashionable styles and colors for the upcoming season. Accountants can send tips for organizing your records to make information gathering easier at tax time. Here again, the variations are endless. All it takes is a few minutes to come up with a number of ideas that will be winners for your business. Secret number three, stop renting out your customer list and increase your list use profits by 400%. In this section, I'm going to show you two more powerful methods for making tremendous amounts of money. Both of them feature additional ways to mine the gold that's buried in your customer list. The first technique is a variation of a back-end offer. The difference here is that you use someone else's product in an offer to your customers. I call this technique the guest-endorsed offer. The beauty of a guest-endorsed offer is that as the host for someone else's offer, that's your guest, you have no inventory, no production costs, and no overhead whatsoever, with the exception of the cost of your mailing. Plus, you can test mail small quantities to make sure the offer is a success before rolling out to all your customers. I hope you're beginning to see the exciting opportunities here. To put this technique into action, all you do is work out an arrangement with another company to host their products to your customers. How to structure a guest-endorsed offer. Here's how you set up and structure the deal. You approach the guest company you'd like to joint venture with and tell them that you want to offer their products to your house list. Explain that they get the benefit of all the time and money you've spent to cultivate a loyal customer base. Tell them also that they don't have to do anything except fill orders. All advertising expenses are paid by you. And you'll give them a nice fat check every month just for filling orders. In exchange for allowing you to sell their products, you'll give them 25% to 50% of the net profit. It's a great deal for the guest partner. After all, they incur no overhead, don't waste any of their sales or support staff time, don't have to deal with customer complaints, and get to collect profits they never see without you. Not bad at all. Now, let's look at the benefits you get. Remember, your only expense is the cost of the mailing. Your guests will be filling all the orders. By playing on the goodwill you've already established, it's actually quite easy to sell a wide variety of products and services to your regular customers. Here are a few examples. If you sell shoes, you can offer socks and shoe treats. If you sell food products like desserts, you can offer gourmet teas and coffee. If you sell office supplies, you can offer nearly anything an office would use, from fire extinguishers to first aid kits to printing to copiers and equipment to service contracts and on and on. Are you beginning to see the possibilities? You can actually expand into other product lines without any of the associated costs. By doing this on a regular basis, it's quite possible to grow your profits by as much as 50%. How to stop renting out your list and still get wealthy from list use deals. The second technique is a variation of the endorsed offer, but it's worked with a slight twist. You're still going to be offering other companies' products to your house list, but with a variation. In order to work this angle, you'll need a minimum of 2,500 names on your list. Usually, when a list reaches that size, you can rent it out. The problem with renting out lists is that you only get about 10 cents per name before the broker's commission, and your list is ripe for theft. Here's how to avoid these problems and increase your list-used income exponentially. You let the list brokers know that your list is available, for joint venture deals and that you'll pay the same commission as they get on a rental. Then you stop renting out your list. You do only joint venture deals and you limit them to companies that you think are appropriate for your business. Things work a bit differently when you approach the deal from this angle. First of all, you don't pay for anything. The guest mailer incurs all expenses. However, this also means that your cut is only 25%. But look, that's potentially a lot of money for just loaning your letterhead and list to another company. I advise you to control your list by having all orders mailed to you. That way, you can make sure that your guest gets only those names and addresses that actually order. You could even lock them out of order names by having the mailing and fulfillment done by a bonded third-party mail house. But not many companies will want to cut a deal where they don't get access to the names of the people who order. Again, look at the tremendous advantages available to you by using this technique. You don't do anything besides loaning your letterhead and list to other mailers. In return, not only do you get creative control over what's offered to your list, you also get nice fat monthly checks for your 25% of net profits. People have amassed huge fortunes just by vigilantly using this single technique. The late Joe Carbo made a lot of money selling a book called The Lazy Man's Way to Riches, but he parlayed the list from the sales of that book into a second fortune by doing nothing but this type of guest-endorsed offer. He adamantly refused to ever rent out his list. Instead, he set up dozens of joint ventures with companies that had products that strongly appealed to opportunity seekers, and it made him wealthy. Using guest-endorsed offers can make you wealthy, too. Secret number 4, how to become extremely wealthy by paying through the nose to use other people's customer lists. In the last section, I told you to stop renting out your mailing list and showed you how to cash in by doing this. Now, I'm going to turn the tables on you and take it one step further. I implore you to stop renting other people's lists. In fact, I recommend instead that you pay through the nose for the right to use other people's lists for endorsed offers. Why would I possibly tell you to pay the highest rates imaginable to use a list you could pick up for a song? Am I crazy? Am I trying to drive you to the brink of financial disaster? Hardly. You see, I'm telling you to do this because I'm a hard-nosed businessman who knows that this is one of the finest ways to make some serious money. What we're talking about here is what I call a host-endorsed offer. This is similar to a guest-endorsed offer, but now you're the guest and someone else acts as the host. Your product is being offered on their letterhead to their customer list. Why host-endorsed offers work so well? First, let me tell you that I strongly advise you to pay through the nose for the opportunity of having another company do an endorsed offer of your product to their list. It's easily worth paying 25% of net profits to cut a deal like this. Remember, mailing to a house list produces tremendous response. And if you're dealing with another company that seldom or never mails back-end offers to their customers, you're really sitting pretty. A back-end offer to an underworked list can produce phenomenal results. Here again, you're capitalizing on all the years and all the money spent by another company to develop a loyal, active customer list. They incurred all the expense, all the grief, all the headaches, and you get to harness all of their assets for a small fee. What an incredible deal. Think of how long it would take you to add another 5,000 repeat customers to your business. Think of the expense. Think of the effort. When you realize what you're getting, 25% of net profits is equitable indeed. Don't forget, you also get to keep all of the names that order from you and 100% of all the follow-up profits, which is really what makes a host-endorsed offer such a powerful technique. Ordinarily, it would take you years of trial and error mailing, some successful, some disasters, and dozens of in-between to develop a strong in-house list. But with the improved response rates generated by host-endorsed offers, you can build your house list much more rapidly, and much more profitably. How to structure your deal for a host-endorsed offer. When approaching another company that you'd like to have act as a host for your offer, there are a few things that will help you close a mutually profitable deal. First, you're going to offer the host a deal that's nearly irresistible compared to what they would make if they just rented out their name. When renting out a list, the most a company can expect is 5 to 10 cents per name after broker fees. But you're going to show them how they can make up to 10 times more per name by agreeing to do an endorsed mailing for you. The numbers will vary depending on the cost of your product, mailing cost, and response rate, but by putting a few figures on paper, you can easily demonstrate the superior profits of your deal. Here's an example using a list of 10,000 active customers. Host endorsed offer, $5,000 expenses. This is 10,000 pieces mailed at 50 cents each. 500 orders. That's what you might receive at a 10% response rate. $15,000 profit. That's $500 times $30 profit per order when your average order amount equals $40. $3,750 is the host percentage of the profit. That's 25% of the $15,000 profit you took in. Now here's what they would make on a standard list rental. $750. That's 10,000 times 7.5 cents standard list usage rent. And 7.5 cents is about what they get after list broker's fees. As you can see from the example, your host stands to gain $3,000 more from doing an endorsed offer with you than they would by just renting out their name. And there's absolutely no additional effort required by the host. Now, obviously, this is a lot more than you would ever pay someone for renting their list. But let's look at the benefits to you using our same example of a mailing to 10,000 names. Here are the figures for the host endorsed offer. $11,250 net gain. That's the $15,000 profit minus the $3,750 you paid to the host. 500 new names to add to your list, which is 5,000 names at a 10% response rate gives you 500 net names you add to your list. Now here are the figures for a standard list rental. $750 is what you pay. That's your standard list rental. It yields 200 orders at a 2% response rate. So $6,000 profit. That's 200 times $30 profit per order when your average order amount is $40. $5,250 profit. That's your net gain when you deduct $750 from the $6,000 you took in. And 200 new names to add to your list. By doing a host-endorsed offer, you'd make $6,000 more profit, which is $11,250 minus $5,250, and gain 300 more new names, which is 500 minus the 200 names you get just from renting your list. And that's just on the front end alone. When you factor in back-end sales to the additional 300 customers you picked up, the results are truly staggering. The figures in the example above are based on a 10% response to your host-endorsed offer. But don't forget, response rates of 20% and more are not uncommon. Additional techniques to help you successfully negotiate host-endorsed offers. Now that you've seen the tremendous advantage of host-endorsed offers, there are a few more things you need to know about structuring the deal. Essentially, you want to make the deal as easy as possible for the host to participate in. One way to do that is to give the host complete approval of all copy. Another thing to do is promise to pay the host monthly for their share of the profit. Accountability doesn't present a problem since all orders will be received by the host. That way, the host knows exactly how many sales have been made. The orders are sent to the host and forwarded to you for fulfillment. I hope the numbers I've shown you have demonstrated the common sense wisdom of applying these techniques. So you see, by paying through the nose to use other people's customer lists, you really can become extremely wealthy. A review of the wealth-building points presented in this chapter. For your convenience, I'm going to list the key points I've covered in this chapter. I hope it's helpful. Secret number one, mail only to active customer lists. Response rates of 20% or more can easily be reached when you mail to customers who know and trust the company. The real money in direct mail is in the back end, because this is where you can take maximum advantage of the goodwill you've developed. Profit from understanding the lifetime value of a customer. Once you realize what a customer is worth over the entire period they do business with you, you see that your offers to get new customers can be much more liberal because they'll pay off later. You can avoid the time and expense of building your customer list by tying into other companies' house lists. Here again, you take advantage of established goodwill to increase response rates and quickly add more names to your list. At the same time, you significantly boost your front-end profit. Mail only to a house list, yours or someone else's. Secret number two, how to use your house list to grow your business by 20% to 50%. Concentrating on selling more products to your regular customers is the fastest, least expensive way to build a direct mail fortune. 60% of your marketing should be devoted to working your house list. 25% should be spent converting inactive customers back to active. 15% should be dedicated to converting prospects into new customers. Secret number three. Stop renting out your customer list and increase your list use profits by 400%. Allow other companies to use your list only by participating in endorsed offers with you. You'll control who uses your list and quadruple your profit. You can also use secret number three to solicit products from other companies to sell to your list. Have them fulfill all orders. You have no production or inventory costs. For 25% to 50% of the net profit. Secret number four, you can become extremely wealthy by paying through the nose to use other people's customer lists. Here you pay 25% for the right to use someone's list, but only when they agree to do an endorsed offer to their customer list of your product. You benefit from all of the time, expense, and effort they've already invested in building a list of loyal repeat customers. Be as flexible as possible with your endorsed offer partners. Don't split hairs. The idea is to get as many endorsed offers going as you can to really leverage the potential of your customer list and other people's customer list. Be generous, be accountable, and always pay on time for the best continuing results. Now that you know what to do, don't wait. Plot your course and carry it out. You are now ready to start getting much higher response with every mailing you send out. You've learned the four vital secrets to increasing response significantly and consistently, and you have precise examples of how to use these secrets to your full advantage. But just knowing what to do is not enough. In fact, it's just the tip of the iceberg. You see, information by itself is nearly meaningless. You have to take action based on that information to really reap the benefits. If you don't, you'll continue to pull mediocre response to your mailing. Fortunately, it's quite easy to kick these techniques into gear. All it takes is a slight commitment of time to arrange for the endorsed offers that best suit your business. And there's good reason to do so. Using these techniques, you can literally expand your business far beyond what you ever imagined. And much more quickly than you imagine. By working these techniques regularly, you can easily double or triple the size of your business. Section 4, Maximum Results Publicity. Chapter 15, How to Write a News Release That Gets Results. Of all the areas of marketing, publicity seems to be the one that generates the most interest. Why? Because it offers the opportunity to reach large groups of potential customers for free. And reaching more customers means increased sales and profits for your business. There are countless case histories of businesses that have seen their profits soar through successful publicity campaigns. One of the most well-known is the Pet Rock. It was promoted entirely through publicity. Its creator never spent a cent for advertising. A full-page article, free coverage, and Time magazine made the Pet Rock an overnight success. The foundation of any successful publicity campaign is a powerful news release. Editors and producers sometimes receive thousands of news releases each week. In order to compete and be successful, you must be able to write a news release that will get the results you want, free media coverage. What you'll get from this chapter. Getting free media coverage is a challenge, but companies just like yours successfully do it every day. This chapter will show you how to plan, organize, and write news releases that will win you valuable media coverage. First, you'll find out what critical information you need to have before you start writing. Then, you'll get a thorough walkthrough of the key components every successful news release must include. Finally, you'll be given a set of valuable tips for making sure you get more of the publicity you need. Critical preparation. What you need to know before you start writing. There are two key elements that you must define correctly before you start writing. Both elements are crucial to the success of your publicity campaign. Taking the time and care to define them properly is essential. The first key element is the cornerstone of any successful advertising or promotion, selecting the correct audience. Knowing precisely who you want to get your message to determines the style and content of your copy. It also points the way in selecting the correct media sources for getting your message out. Believe me, there's nothing more infuriating to an editor or producer than to receive a news release that has no value or appeal to their audience. It shows that you didn't bother to find out anything about them or their media, and it will guarantee your news release an express trip to the wastebasket. Some products or services appeal to multiple audiences. If yours is fortunate enough to fall into this category, don't try to create a general release that will apply to all audiences. Instead, plan to create a separate release with a unique appeal for each different audience. The second key element is to understand how the media works and tailor your information to their precise needs. The primary purpose of the media is to present news. Some media outlets are also responsible for providing entertainment. Your strongest chance for getting media coverage is to create an excellent news or entertainment angle for your product or service. Then, build a news release around this angle. The more of these angles you can come up with, the more coverage you'll be able to attract. The fact that you're a CPA in business for yourself has no news value. But the angle that it's tax season and you offer a free report called How to Reduce Your Taxes Under the New Laws is newsworthy. This is the kind of information that editors and producers are hungry for, information that will benefit their audience. This leads us to one final point. It's well known among professional publicists that nearly 80% of all news stories are planted. The media must gather huge quantities of information to keep producing all of the daily, weekly, and monthly newspapers, magazines, radio, and television programs. You can use it to your business advantage by delivering news releases with real news or real entertainment value. The components of your successful news release. News releases are organized and written in a standard format. Editors and producers are busy people with hectic schedules. To make their lives easier, they expect to have information submitted in a standardized form. Learning this format and making sure your news release conforms to it will help you get consistent coverage. You don't have to be a great writer to produce an effective news release. All you have to do is organize and clearly present newsworthy information. A key to writing this way is to eliminate all sales language. The media has little interest in helping you sell your product or service. What they want is news that appeals to their audience. A good news release starts by listing the most important information, then works down to the least important information. This allows your media source to quickly decide whether or not your information is useful. It also helps you achieve your goal. If an editor wants to include your information but has limited space, they'll often use the first few paragraphs and cut the rest. Placing your most important information at the top increases your chances of having it included in the coverage you get. Here's my recommended format for your news release. News releases should always be neatly typed, double-spaced, with wide margins on both sides and at the top and bottom. This allows the editor ample space for making notes. Plain white font or your company stationery may be used. The words news release should be placed in the left upper margin. This can be typed, but oversized letters are more attractive. Your release date goes in the upper right margin. This is either a specific date, if appropriate, or for immediate release. Under this in the right margin is the name of the person to contact, followed by the contact phone number. The headline. This should be a straightforward statement of your major benefit to the selected audience. It should be positioned flush left or center. The first paragraph should cover critical details. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. The next two or three paragraphs cover important information. Talk about the service your product provides through the viewpoint of your news angle. A mention of your expertise if you market a service can be included here. Follow this with one tight paragraph of good information about your business, product, or service. This information should be stated in terms of how you've helped your customers or clients. Next comes one paragraph describing what action you want the readers to take. This can be requesting your free booklet, calling your toll-free phone number, or a simple listing of store addresses and hours. A news release should always be 1 to 2 pages, preferably one. If your information requires a second page, be sure to place the word more at the bottom of page one. The second page should begin with the headline of your release, followed by the page number. That is, whatever your headline is, page two. I prefer to staple the two pages together. All news releases should conclude with the notation and or 3 pound signs, pound, 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 on a separate line. To help you understand these concepts, I've included an actual news release that I've used to promote my marketing services. I'll read it to you now. News release. For immediate release, contact Bob Serling, 619-944-5646. Free bulletin for improving advertising results offered to small business owners. 9 key points to make sure your ads and promotions get more leads, more sales, and more profits is a bulletin especially created to help small business owners dramatically improve the results of their advertising. It's particularly useful for small businesses, startup operations, and entrepreneurs. For many small businesses, creating effective advertising can be a guessing game. Too often, small business owners find that their ads get disappointing results. Their attempts to determine why an ad failed can also be confusing and frustrating. To help solve this problem and its costly consequences, San Diego-based marketing consultant Robert Serling has created 9 key points to make sure your ads and promotions get more leads, more sales, and more profit. The most important factor in any ad campaign is who you're trying to reach, Serling said. This has to be your starting point.